When you've peeled back the Earth's crust and mantle, just how many science errors can you and your students expose? Jacob Blickenstaff identifies several in his review of the latest Hollywood remake of Jules Verne's Journey to the Center of the Earth.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the center of the Earth.
When a new film adaptation of a classic work of science fiction appears in the theater, I've got to check it out. And in this case, the plot synopsis is right there in the title. Brendan Fraser stars as Professor Trevor Anderson in the latest version of Jules Verne's A Journey to the Center of the Earth. The journey follows the same path as in Verne's original work. The professor and his companions, here nephew Sean and mountain guide Hannah, descend deep into the earth through a volcano in Iceland, encounter various dangers, and return to the surface via a second volcano in Italy. We know that a trip to the center of the Earth has to be science fiction, but one of my goals is to help you use all kinds of current popular films to keep students thinking about science when they're outside the classroom. And there's a lot to think about in this one. When Verne wrote the novel in 1864, very little was understood about the interior structure of the Earth, so I am willing to forgive him for populating the deep places with prehistoric animals and plants. While humans still have not gone more than a few miles into the Earth's crust, we know a great deal about the structure of the planet through seismic data. The way earthquake waves are bounced and or bent as they travel through the Earth tells us that the crust varies from just a few miles thick under the oceans to over 50 miles under the continents. The next layer down, the mantle, is many thousands of miles thick, with the liquid outer core and solid inner core below that. Professor Anderson's comment early in the film that there are volcanic tubes that go past the mantle is ridiculous, but it does provide an opening for you to talk about the actual structure of the Earth. While his structural statements may be suspect, Professor Anderson does use the names of several real minerals important to understanding geology. On their adventures, the group encounters muscovite, a kind of mica, feldspar, and every seventh grader's favorite rock, schist. Given the title of the film, you might wonder just how close to the center of the Earth the adventurers get. The majority of their journey downward is accomplished in a single 90-second freefall through a volcanic pipe.
Watch out! Ah!
We're still falling! Ah!
This is a long time, and they would be falling very fast, making wind resistance very important. In fact, after just 10 seconds, they would be at their terminal velocity, or their maximum freefall speed. At that point, the wind would push up on them as hard as gravity pulls down, and they'd be going about 100 miles an hour. Now that's fast, but not fast enough to get very far in less than a minute and a half. In the end, their 90 seconds of free fall would take them at less than 3 miles into the planet, or about 3,900 miles short of the center. While there are many examples of poor science in this science fiction film, teachers could use it to generate student interest in the actual history and structure of the Earth, and to talk about some basic physics principles of free fall.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website and search for Blick on Flicks.